Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
I don't know how you feel about having guests to stay, but in our house, the moment someone announces, "Oh, I'll pop by shortly," is the moment that a military operation begins. There's a frantic sweep. Quick, throw everything into that cupboard. You know the one, the cupboard that is now in danger of life to anyone who opens it. Because when someone important is coming, you prepare the house, don't you? You hide the mess. John the Baptist appears in our gospel reading this morning like that friend who shows up unannounced. But instead of giving us time to hide the clutter, he stands in the doorway while we're sitting in our pajamas saying, "Repent, get ready, something big is happening." He's not a comfortable guest. He's the sort of preacher who has never been known to deliver a gentle homily over a cup of tea. He's more locusts and honey and you brood of vipers. And that brings us to a strange pairing in our readings today. If you were going to host a dinner party to represent the mood of Christianity, you wouldn't likely sit Paul from our Romans reading next to John from our Matthew reading. On one side, we have Paul. He sounds like the ideal host. He speaks of encouragement and harmony and joy and peace. And he ends with this benediction that feels warm. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace. And then sitting next to him, wearing camel hair and smelling of wilderness, is John. He's not as gentle. He talks about axes swinging at the roots of trees, unquenchable fire and winnowing forks. We tend to like the Roman reading better. We want the God of hope. We are less comfortable with the God of the axe. But the genius of Advent is that we cannot have one without the other. Matthew tells us how to prepare the construction site, and Roman tells us what the beautiful building will look like at the end. John's message is clear: prepare the way of the Lord. But what does that actually look like? We often hear the word repent, and we think of guilt and shame, and that spiritual equivalent of tutting as they see a mess in our hallway. But biblical repentance, or metanoia, means turning around. It means resetting your direction. It's an invitation, not a telling off. In the ancient world, if a king was coming to revisit a remote place, the locals would have to fix the roads. They didn't have paved highways, but they had dirt tracks full of potholes and boulders. To prepare the way meant manual labour, filling in the holes and knocking down the high spots to make a smooth ride. And that's what John is asking for. He is the demolition crew. He attacks our pride, our boulders in the road, where we think that we are better than others. He attacks our complacency, our potholes, where we've just given up. It sounds alarming. Axes at the root, fire and winnowing forks. It's not exactly tinsel and mince pie material. But imagine it this way. Think of a gardener pruning the dead branches so that more of the tree can grow. Think of the fire that clears the prickly undergrowth so that new shoots can come through. God's judgment is not about punishment. It's about liberation. God loves us too much to leave the harmful things in place, in us or in the world. So repentance isn't just about saying, "I'm sorry." It's actually about clearing the debris so that the king can actually get through the door. Why do we do this hard work? Why do we listen to John? We do it to get the destination that Paul describes in Romans. He writes, "For whatever is written in the former days was written that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." Repentance removes the barriers so that hope can move in. Harmony replaces hierarchy, and John levels the playing field. When we realize that we are all sinners in need of grace, that our messy, that we all have messy houses, it destroys our arrogance. And Paul prays that we may live in harmony with one another. A unified voice is what Paul prays for. One voice to glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think of a choir. If everyone is singing their own song, it's utter chaos. If the tenors think they're better than the basses, it's not going to work. But when everyone follows the conductor, it's pure beauty. And repentance tunes our hearts so that we sing the same key together. Paul says, "Welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you." Repentance invites us to turn outward. John calls us into the wilderness where God can get a word in edgeways. And once we turn towards God, God will turn us towards one another. There are times in my ministry and in my life when I realize that I'm clinging to old habits, old fears, old clutter, things that once felt safe but now block the path that God is clearing. And sometimes God has to lead me into the wilderness, a place where I no longer have anywhere to hide the mess. And in those moments, I hear John the Baptist, not as a scolding voice, but as a hopeful one. God is doing something new. Make room for it. Both Matthew and Romans use a very nature imagery. Matthew talks about the axe at the root of the tree and stripping away what is dead, overgrown, and fruitless. And Romans talks about the root of Jesse, or Jesus, springing up. And here is the mystery of Advent, that God clears the ground before he brings new growth. The Acts of John the Baptist isn't just about destruction, it's about making space. It's about clearing away cynicism, the division and pride that crowd our hearts so that something new can take root. So here are three Advent questions for you this week. What needs clearing out? What old clutter or bitterness is taking up space where hope needs to grow? Who is God calling us to welcome? As Christ welcomed us in our mess, who can we welcome in theirs? And finally, where is God nudging us into the wilderness? Where is he calling you to step away from the noise so that you can hear him clearly? Advent isn't a cozy countdown, it's a wake up. The Lord is near. Do something about it. Not out of fear, but out of expectancy. So as we continue in this season, let us not be afraid of the rough road of repentance. Let us clear the path. Let us welcome one another. And in doing so, may we find the root of Jesus has blossomed in our midst, bringing us the hope that endures. And may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may be abound in hope. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.